Bryce Edgman has represented District 37 in the Alaska House since 2006, but due to redistricting, he had to run for the District 36 seat. Edgman is a Democrat, and he edged out his Republican rival, Carl Morgan Jr. from Aniak, for another term in the Alaska House. With 42 of the 43 precincts reporting, Edgman has over 54.7% of the vote, with Carl Morgan Jr. receiving nearly 45% of the vote. That's much closer than many observers predicted, but Edgman says he thought the vote would be close.
For a couple reasons. One, that my new district, basically, by about a two-thirds margin, was brand new to me. So I was essentially going out to communities, introducing myself, getting acquainted for the first time ever, actually, you know, landing at the airport and getting out and about and talking to people I'd never met before. And on top of that, I was running against an individual who had served in the legislature before, who had long-standing family ties in the region, really had much, much greater name recognition than I did. And even though he didn't run the spirited campaign that I thought he would, just by having his name on the ballot and having that type of well-known sort of following in the Chulista region, made for a race that, you know, did show some numbers that were closer than I would have thought they would have been. But I'm happy it's over. I thought it was a good race.
Bryce Edgman is a Democrat, but he intends to once again caucus with the Republican majority in the Alaska House. He says many people thought there would be a larger shakeup in the makeup of the House.
Well, the results were much more moderate in terms of the breakout between Republicans and Democrats than some had projected or even, I would say, feared. And as it turns out, there's 25 Republicans and 15 Democrats, which is pretty close to what it was the past 2 years. I think it was 24 and 16. So a net loss of one Democrat. And I'm feeling pretty good about that breakout and where that puts me back in the majority caucus in terms of being able to vie for a second term on the House Finance Committee, which was a large part of why I'm running. And so I'm feeling pretty good about all that and should know more here in a couple of days.
Edgman has a close working relationship with several members of the Alaska Senate, including District S State Senator Lyman Hoffman from Bethel and District R State Senator Gary Stevens from Kodiak, who both were reelected Tuesday. Stevens and Hoffman were leaders in the Senate Bipartisan Working Group, which was the majority organization in the Alaska Senate. Edgman says it's too early to tell how the Senate will be organized.
That's the $64,000 question, is how the Senate is going to organize and whether or not the bipartisan coalition, which saw 10 Democrats dwindle down to 7 Democrats, whether or not the coalition itself survives. We just don't know at this point. I suspect we'll know, you know, maybe as soon as later on today, if in fact you know, the Republicans will organize strictly as a caucus themselves, or if they'll try to organize again with the Democrats like they've done in the past 6 years. So that's an unknown factor. On the House side, as we were speaking a moment ago, I think there will be a bipartisan coalition in the sense that the rural Democrats will join the majority Republicans and caucus together, and again, just as we've done the past several years, too.
Bryce Edgman has been a champion in the Alaska legislature in protecting subsistence food resources, and he intends to try to address the energy crisis in rural Alaska.
I want to reintroduce my bill to increase the PC benefits to residential consumers, as well as to expand the program to bring in the smaller businesses. I really pushed that last year, made good headway on it, and I intend to reintroduce the bill and to continue to push that bill, not only for you know, for the purpose of the bill itself, which is to bring more benefits out to rural Alaska, but to continue pushing the whole issue about the energy situation and outlying Alaska being really the number one issue out here. And as I have in all of my 6 years prior, I've really tried to be a champion for the need for keeping our communities alive while we pursue longer-term measures like a gas line or maybe a Susitna Dam or some of these bigger projects that are out there and are going to take years really to come to fruition.
Bryce Edgman is a lifelong Dillingham resident who's currently the chairman of the board for the Chogyang Village Corporation, which is the Alaska Native Corporation for the Dillingham area. He says he will continue to push for better funding for village schools and to use the state's capital budget to continue investing in basic infrastructure in rural Alaska. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.